Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sun IE. I'm your host, XO. I hope y'all been having a great week, a glorious week. You know what it is. It's Friday. And I just love Fridays, man. They gave me that extra juice, that extra, that flair, that extra grit. Just takes me to a whole different level where I got to really tune in and really get a lot of more work done for the weekends and whatnot. But it's a lovely day. I'm out enjoying the California weather and just recording outside, man. That's what I've been doing a lot lately. Recording outside, getting the sunlight, getting used to just being outside, man. Like, especially during this time. I know we're supposed to be safer at home, but me, I just like to still get outside, record, and feel the sunlight, feel the breeze, listen to nature. And really, it just boosts my day and boosts me in general. So that's how I start off my mornings. Just recording outside, being outside, meditating outside, and just being within nature. But as far as today's episode, this was going to be the season finale of season 3. Man, can y'all believe it's been season 3? But this was going to be the season finale, but I decided to push it to June. So we're going to push more episodes out. I say about like maybe 3 to 4 more episodes and just really push forward to season 4. Season 4, give y'all a quick look into season 4. Season 4, I'm going to be interviewing different entrepreneurs about their businesses and how they can, hopefully their tips can help you start a business or create a business or find your career or find your passion, whatever you're looking for. So that's what season 4 is all about, helping anybody that needs help with their career, their passion, or just feel like they're lost and just need some uplifting or some guidance or some knowledge about the business or anything of that nature. I got those people for y'all coming for season 4. So stay tuned and keep it close. As well as this, if this is your first time listening, subscribe to the show at Sun IE. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, or even like or review the show on Apple Podcasts, and as well as send it to a friend, man. After the show is done, I would like to hear your feedback personally. So I would ask you to like either DM me if you know me, or DM us at Sun IE Podcast, or email us at suniepodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear your feedback as well as reading them on the next show. But I hope y'all been having a great week. It's Friday, man. I learned a lot this week, so that's all I wanted to discuss on today's show. Today's show, I have two quotes of the day. What I learned this week. Like I said, it's a lot I learned this week. The shows that I've stumbled onto this week that I've watched unexpectedly, as well as the books I'm reading. I'm getting, I feel myself personally, I'm getting more disciplined on what I've been honestly praying about. I've been praying about being more disciplined with my reading, with my learning. And that's what I've been just focusing on this week. Being disciplined on that, reading and learning, and just keep going and moving forward. So I've got the books that I'm reading, the shows that I'm watching, what I learned this week, and the quotes of the day. Man, it's been a great week. I appreciate everybody, man, that's really been listening and providing feedback. I know we've been going through a lot with this whole quarantine. I know I just got word we get another 3 months at the safer at home, but whatever they got to do to solve the problem, I'm with it. I've been doing cautious, watching over my fam, praying for my fam, and just got to keep going, man. Life will hit you with ups and downs, rough. You'll have rough times, hard patches. You'll be going through trials and tribulations. Don't let that hold you down or burden you. Using burdens as fuel to push you to where you're trying to do, whatever you're trying to accomplish or whatever you want to accomplish. I know a lot of people I've been speaking to this week is really dealing with school, and semester's almost up, so then you know how it is. At the end of the semester, they get crammed with tests, with homework. Man, stick with it. Don't give up. Don't feel all the pressure. The pressure is worth it. Don't let the pressure burst your pipe. Just stay with it and watch a diamond blossom out of it, because, you know, we all get pressured and tested with anything that we want to do in life. So if you're going through any tests or anything of that nature, dealing with school as wise, don't let that test defeat you. It's just everybody's been through it. It's just your turn to go through it. So, man, just handle it, stick with it, and don't let it hold you down or tear you down. But we're going to get on with today's show, man. It's Friday, man. I know if we was able to be outside. Matter of fact, I think the beaches are open up, so I might have to go take a swim in the beach, you feel me? But if you live by the beach, lucky you. I'd be at the beach, swimming the beach right now if I was you. But we're going to get on with the show. I'm going to give y'all a brief break, and then we're going to get started with the quotes of the day and what I learned this week. It's Sun IE. Man, it's Friday. Let's get it. quotes of the day. The first quote is, if you hear a voice within you say you cannot paint, then by all means paint, and that voice will be silence. Vincent Van Gogh. We all have that inner critic, that voice of self-doubt, that voice of doubt within us when we want to try something new, when we want to do something new. And me personally, I've had that voice when it came to podcasting. I'm approaching a year doing the podcasting, and when I first started, I had that voice, that inner voice, that voice of doubt, criticizing myself, judging myself, like, what are you going to do a podcast about? Who's going to tune in and listen to you? Why would you want to start a podcast? Who does podcasts? Like, stuff like that, those questions we ask ourselves, doubting ourselves, and it's like, we have to stop doing that. We have to just move forward with anything we want to do. If we set our mind to something, and if it's always on our mind, if it's something we want to do, then jump ahead and just go do it, versus doubting yourself or questioning yourself. Questioning yourself and doubting yourself is only putting yourself back. You're only losing time with trying to accomplish what you want to do. Well, like he said, if you want to paint, but you have that voice in your head saying, you cannot paint, man, fuck that voice. Go do what you want to do. Start painting. If you want to play an instrument, go play that instrument. If you want to be a model, go be a model. If you want to write a book, go write a book. Don't doubt yourself. Don't hold yourself back. There's already other people in the world that's already against you. Why already be against yourself? If there's something you want to do, go do that shit. Don't hold yourself back or stop holding yourself back with that voice of doubt, that self-doubt, not having confidence in yourself, having that low self-esteem. You can do anything you set your mind to, anything you want to do. So don't let nobody doubt you. Don't let you doubt yourself. Be your biggest fan. Don't be your biggest critic. Once again, the quote is, if you hear a voice within you say you cannot paint, then by all means paint, and that voice will be silenced. Silence that critic voice within you. Silence that voice of doubt. Show that voice you can do anything you want to, that you are more powerful than that voice. So from this day, if you're thinking about something you want to do and you've always been thinking about it, go do it. Don't stop holding yourself back from not doing it. Stop giving yourself reasons not to do it. There should be more reasons for you to do it. So go do it. Don't hold yourself back. The second quote is, Our expectations determine how we respond. Be careful what you expect. Me personally, I'm always expecting, having expectations for other people, and they always fall short. And I keep telling myself, you gotta stop expecting stuff from other people, because people won't live up to your expectations like that. So I'm teaching myself not to have expectations for people. Just always be open-minded with anyone and everyone. And that will help you in the long run versus always having expectations for people. Because every time you have expectations for people, like I said, they'll always fail. And you'll just be like, just feel like disappointed every time. It's like, nah, stop having expectations and be careful what you expect. So once again, the quote is, our expectations determine how we respond. Be careful what you expect. I'm gonna give y'all a brief break, and then we're gonna switch to what I learned this week. Sana IE. What I learned this week. People will lie in your name when you leave them in pain. And I've just been, not for me personally, but I've seen it. Like, a lot of people have been reaching out to me, just talking to me about just like their past experiences with people. And they've been telling me how these people just have been lying on their reputation, lying on their name. And it's like, honestly, that's what people do. Like, when you leave them in pain, when you leave them hurt, they will exaggerate stories about you or try to ruin your reputation. And it's like, you only can do so much. And it's like, you personally, you can't take it personal. You just got to take note and keep moving forward. Keep doing what you're trying to do, because people will try to tarnish your reputation, tarnish your name, give you a bad rep and all that. But it says more about them than you when the truth comes to light, because the truth will come to light. So you can't really really hold on to that or really have any grudge toward that person. Like I said, just take note and just keep moving and keep pushing forward in your life. As long as you're doing right, that, like I said, the truth will come to light and people will start to realize, like, damn, what this person said about you was a whole lie, and now it's making that person look stupid. So just keep doing you and keep moving forward, not really holding any grudges or resentment towards that person. Just be like I said, take note. Like, okay, I peep game, I peep what you did, but I'm gonna keep moving forward because I'm on to bigger and better blessings versus being in that bullshit that you're trying to bring me in, bring me back into. Like, nah, I'm off that. I'm on to new things, new better things. I'm on to the brighter light, the brighter side of things. I'm not looking back or holding back or letting you pull me back into that dark hole that you're in because you're feeling some type of way. Nah, that's out. So, like I said, people will lie on your name when you leave them in pain. If they lying on you, they trying to tarnish your reputation, keep moving forward. Stay pushing forward. Don't let nobody hold you down or hold you back. Another thing I've been doing this whole week, I've been focused, getting my focus back into writing music, writing mixtape, writing an album, getting back into album mode and mixtape mode right now. So that's what I've been really focusing on, just taking my time, collecting my thoughts, and really just getting in tune with myself and what I want to accomplish with the new music I'm about to put out. So with my music personally now, I'm on a more of an uplifting, spitting real life stories and just uplifting, like, people that's going through any, like, mental health issues or any issues with themselves or anything of that nature, just uplift them and bring them up to where they want to love themselves, embrace themselves, and just really be inspired. I'm trying to inspire and motivate people with my music, as well as define the music videos that I'm putting out. I want to have a vivid, creative music video. So I'm really just taking my time with the music now and just getting refocused, because I know where I'm headed with the music and I know what I want to do with the music, as well as getting some fresh air. I started going out and just taking long walks at night when it cools down, and just taking a long walk, getting that fresh air, getting a breather, and just that ease in my mind, letting whatever happened that day or anything that came at me that I couldn't handle or anything of that nature, just letting all that on that walk and just doing that deep breathing and really just thinking to myself and being myself and just being outside, feeling that air and just getting that fresh air. Sometimes we just need to get that fresh air and just be outside and be happy and let it take us, if that makes sense. But getting that fresh air, staying with that fresh air and just really just being within that fresh air, not having no music, not having no phones, and just walking and just having clear thoughts and just thinking clearly and just, like I said, letting that day, whatever happened that day, let it go and just move forward and keep pushing forward. Shows I'm watching this week. The first one is on Hulu, and it's one of my favorite all-time groups, hip-hop groups, the Wu-Tang Saga, on Hulu once again. And basically, it's in New York in the early 90s. Bobby Diggs, aka RZA, strives to unite a dozen young black men who are torn between music and crime, but eventually rise to become the unlikeliest of American success stories. And the show was so gripping. As soon as you turn it on, it pulls you right in, and you're like, If you love Wu-Tang and anything they're about, you love RZA, GZA, the Method Man, ODB, Boyquan, anybody of that nature with Wu-Tang, this is a great show to watch. Like I said, it just pulls you in as soon as you turn it on, and I've been captivated. And I only watched one episode. So one episode did that. I'm about to be tuned in watching the whole season, but I've always wanted to watch it. But the first episode is just so gripping, and it, like I said, it pulls you in, so you're like, damn, I want to see more, I want to watch more. And it just takes you back during the 90s of what they've been through and what they were living through during that time and their upbringing and how they made it out to, like I said, it's one of the unlikeliest American success stories, and they made it happen. So check that out. If you have Hulu, check out once again the Wu-Tang Saga. Another show I stumbled on, it's a drama with Renee Zellweger and Kerry Washington. Basically, Kerry Washington is within the poverty to lower class, and her and her daughter get entwined with Renee Zellweger and her family, who's like the rich class, upper class, the Hampton type of family, so they can entwine. And Kerry Washington finds a job as a maid for Renee Zellweger. So they're really trying to battle, they're really trying to see how they can help each other out in a way. But at first they start butting heads, but it's a good show. I watched one episode and I'm already on like episode 3 to 4, and that it sucks you in because you want to keep watching it. It's like a binge worthy show. So if you got Hulu, check out Little Fires Everywhere if you want to be watch a drama. And like I said, it's so consuming once you get into it. Another show, these two shows that I'm going to hit you with are on Netflix. The first one is Trial by Media. It's one of the top 10 shows on Netflix in the U.S. And basically, it's a true crime docuseries with some of the most dramatic trials of all time. And they're examined with an emphasis on how the media may have impacted the verdicts. We all know how the media gets with some of the trials and the verdicts and everything. So I'm starting to watch that, and I will give y'all, excuse me, on Monday's episode, I'll give y'all a recap of what I think about the first few episodes. Another show I'm watching, and I discussed this on my Netflix recommendations, is The Mind Explained. Y'all know I'm in love with the brain and how the mind works. So this one, on this episode, the first episode that I watched, is basically the show is about exploring what's happening inside the brain, like I said. And the first episode I watched is about memory. And a couple of notes that I took on is 50% of the details of the memory change in a year. Even the perfect memories shift over time. And another thing I found out, they have memory competitions. They memorize decks of cards in seconds. They memorize thousands of digits in an hour. Just like that. So check it out. The Mind Explained on Netflix. Great, great show about the mind and how the mind works and everything of that nature. I'm going to give y'all a brief break and I'll be right back. To add on to The Mind Explained, they started discussing the first episode different type of memories, and the three I got was, one is implicit memories, which is habits that don't require conscious thought. The other one is somatic memory, which is facts, dates, numbers, and words. And the other one is, forgive me if I butcher this, episodic memories, which is memory for personal experiences. So there's different memories, like habits that don't require conscious thought, like riding a bike. If you've always known how to ride a bike, that's an implicit memory. Somatic memory is which one is, but like I said, facts, dates, numbers, and words. And the biggest thing that they talk about with this one in the memory is 9/11. When we all hear 9/11, we all just reflect back of the day in general, and as well as where we were and where we were when we heard the news and how it all happened. So, and the other one is episodic memory, which is memory for personal experiences. Let's say you grew up and you always have that birthday, that special birthday, your favorite birthday in your mind, or always just have that favorite memory from your childhood or growing up, or maybe it's a traumatic experience that you hold with you on. So those are the three different memory types that I've found from that episode. Books I'm reading right now. The first book I'm reading is 48 Laws of Power, written by Robert Greene. It's a U.S. bestseller, and this book is popular among celebrities, inmates. And the reason I chose this book, I've been hearing a lot about it, and a lot of people have been recommending that I read 48 Laws of Power. So I'm taking the time to read it and really digest the book, because it's more than just reading through the book, skimming through the book. You really have to take some time and take the notes and really go over the notes and go over what you read versus just reading one chapter, going to the next chapter, going to the next chapter. No, this book is more of like, I want to say a guide to basically power, the laws of power. And it was basically written, it's 3,000 years of history in it. and it's turned into 48 laws to help us understand how we can masterfully acquire power and avoid being manipulated or crushed by others. And the first two laws, the first one is never outshine the master, and it gives vivid details and descriptions of why you shouldn't outshine the master and when is the right time to outshine the master. Because first they'll start off with the observance of the law, they'll give you the transgression of the law, and then they'll put the keys to power within that law. So if you want to read about this, this book is a very good book, but like I said, you have to take your time with it and indulge in it and really digest each chapter and the notes versus just skimming through the book. So if you want to check that out, like I said, it's 48 Laws of Power, written by Robert Greene. The other book was highly recommended by my boy OG. Shout out to you. I know you're listening right now. Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. He's been trying to tell me. He's been the last 3 to 4 months, he's been telling me, read this book, do the book review. So I'm taking the time out and I'm going to read this book and just really see what it's about. Just looked it up, did a little check the synopsis, and basically, like I said, it's Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. Malcolm Gladwell examines the factors that contribute to high levels of success. To support these theses, he examines how Bill Gates achieved his wealth, how the Beatles became successful, how cultural differences play a large part in perceived intelligence and rational decision making. Me just reading that right there and that synopsis, I'm like, okay, I got to tune into this book and see what it's really about. Like I said, he examines how Bill Gates achieved his wealth, how the Beatles became one of the most successful groups in American history, as well as cultural differences that play a large part in perceived intelligence and rational decision making. So those are the two books I'm reading right now, as well as I've been reading The Power of Positive Thinking. And I've been taking notes on that and really just staying positive and thinking positive. So I'm reading those three books. One I got on Audible and one I got a physical copy. Matter of fact, two are on Audible and one is on the one is on my phone. So that's why I try to stay maintaining, always reading, taking the time out to read. At least read 30 minutes a day. That's my goal, reading 30 minutes a day, reading and taking notes, and as well as going over what I read so I make sure I get what the message was within that chapter or within that 30 minutes versus just reading just to read. So that's what I've been doing. Those are the two books, well, three books that I'm reading. And Outliers, I think, is gonna be the one that I really, I'm gonna do the, like I said, I'm gonna do the book review, get some notes, and really let y'all know what I think about that book. Like I said, my guy's been really etching that to me, like, hey, go read Outliers. He tells me every day, have you read the book. So I'm like, nah, I haven't read the book. So I'm gonna take some time and I'm gonna read the book, I'm gonna do the book review, and I'm gonna let y'all know what I think. But so far, me reading the synopsis about the book, it sounds intriguing, so I'm gonna take a dive into it. But I'm gonna give y'all a quick break, I'm gonna give y'all the recap, and I'm gonna let y'all know what's up for the next episode. I appreciate y'all tuning in. It's Friday, sun IE, it's a lovely day. Wherever you at, it's a lovely day because you up, you're blessed, and man, just be grateful. Always be grateful. I'll be right back with y'all. 1 second. Bonus content. But like I said, I've been reading The Power of Positive Thinking, and I got 10 tips that I came up with that really helped me on a daily basis, what I go through, especially if you have trouble with thinking. You know, we all have the negative thoughts, the bad thoughts, the conflicting thoughts, the thoughts of self-doubt, the thoughts against ourselves. So here is like 10 tips that they say in the book that you should do. The first one is picture yourself as success. Never let that image falter or deter. Keep that positive image in your head of you being successful at anything and everything you do. The next one is think a positive thought to drown out a negative thought. So if you wake up with, oh, today's gonna be a horrible day, no, flip that and say today will be one of the best days of my life. Today will be one of the greatest days of my life. Every time you have a negative thought, flip that to a positive thought. Always flip that negative thought to positive. Stay positive, think positive, be positive, speak positive. Do anything that will put you in that positive mind state, positive frame. Never let the negative thought overtake you. The next one is minimize obstacles. We all have obstacles in our life. We all have, I was talking about people that's having tests right now that's studying. The test is an obstacle, but the obstacle is meant for you to get past and get over. Get over that obstacle, get over that hurdle. So minimize the obstacles. Figure out ways so you can make that obstacle that seems so big, make it small, make it shrink. The fourth one is don't attempt to copy others. We're all original. We're all ourselves. God created us all uniquely and differently from everybody else. So don't try to copy or imitate other people. Maybe you have to take some of their steps, some of their clues, or some of the tips that they did or whatever they did. You can take some of the stuff, but don't copy. Don't try to make yourself a copy of who they are. You're meant to be who you're meant to be. The fifth one is repeat, if God is for us, who can be against us? 10 times a day. God is for us, who can be against us? 10 times a day, just repeat that. Get your mind clear and just be clear, have the clear thoughts. The next one is work with a counselor or work with somebody who you can confide to and vent to, who will help you be positive, help you stay positive and get you rid of the negative energy, that negative thoughts. Maybe you'll have to listen to a podcast, listen to this podcast, or you have to listen to get some self-help or self-guide books or anything just to stay positive and be positive. Work with a counselor, work with somebody who you can confide in, who as well as give you advice as well as knowledge. I can be that person if you want me to. Just reach out and I'm here for you. The seventh one is repeat, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me 10 times a day. As well as develop a strong self-respect for yourself. Affirm that you're in God's hands. Believe that you receive the power of God. Believe in yourself. It's all about the self-belief and affirming that you're doing the right things, you're on the right path, and nothing else will deter you or hold you back. That you're meant to do what you're supposed to be doing. So stay positive, be positive. Like I said, my thinking's always been, always, for some reason, it just goes negative. I'm always thinking, overthinking. So when it comes to thinking, these are like 10 steps to really put yourself in a positive mindset, a positive mind frame, and just think positive and be positive. Because the negative shit happens, negativity happens, but it's up to us to stay positive and be positive throughout any and every situation. There'll be obstacles, there'll be hurdles, there'll be trials and tribulations, there'll be tests, there'll be everything that you feel that's coming against you. But it's all to make you and create a better person overall within yourself. So don't let any of that really hold you back or deter you. You got this. I'm with you. I got faith in you. Have faith in yourself. Stay confident. Stay persistent. Keep going, man. Never stop. Never finish. The work is always going to be there. Never stop working. Never get discouraged. We here. Another thing for the bonus content. I was watching Mind Explain, and the next episode is dreams, about dreams. Why do we dream? And it was talking about REM sleep, and we go into REM sleep about an hour and a half into our sleep. If you don't know what REM sleep is, it's rapid eye movement sleep, which we experience this as we sleep. As well as another thing I got was the emotional part of the brain ramps up or heats up during our sleep, but the reasoning part of our brain calms down. And a fifth of the time as we're dreaming, we forget our dreams. We always forget our dreams. They were saying that to remember your dreams, drink three large glasses of water a day. Or right before you go to bed. Three large glasses of water, and you'll be waking up throughout the night besides going to use the bathroom. But you'll wake up and you'll be remembering the dream or the dreams that you had. As well as the most common dreams are dreams of being chased, dreams of having sex, or falling. Men are more likely to dream about other men simply because that's who we're around all day. We're constantly networking, talking to different men, different people. So men are more likely to dream about other men. Women are more likely to dream about both sexes because they're around both sexes most of the day. Children dream about pets because they're always around pets, dogs, birds, fish. And 5% of dreams are in locations that the dreamer does not know of. Man, if y'all don't check out this show, I'm like, everything I'm learning about this, especially the dreams, so I'm wondering why we dream. But I'm just loving the show. Like I said, Mind Explained is the show. The book that I discussed in the beginning of the bonus content is The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. So check out these two bonus content that I gave to y'all, and I'll be right back. Recap of the show. I discussed two quotes of the day. The first quote is, if you hear a voice within you say you cannot paint, then by all means paint, and that voice will be silence. Silence that inner critic, that silence that voice of self-doubt. Turn that voice into a voice of confidence, voice of positivity, voice of prosperity. The other quote is, our expectations determine how we respond. Be careful what you expect. Live with an open mind. Don't expect anything from anyone. Only have expectations for yourself. I discuss what I learned this week. People will lie in your name when you leave them in pain. Simple as this. Hurt people hurt people. So if somebody's hurt, of course they're going to try to hurt you or try to inflict that same pain onto you because how they're feeling. Don't fall into that. Don't let them get you into where they at. Like I said, hurt people hurt people. Another thing I learned this week, I'm rewriting and getting back into album mode, getting back into focus, constructing my beats and focusing on my music and putting out the uplifting music, the inspired music, and the motivating music. The fresh air, get that fresh air, man. I took a walk this morning, and walking is very beneficial to the body. So if you take a long walk, take a brisk walk, take a 15-minute walk, a 30-minute walk, just get daily, start walking. Even if, like I said, if it's just 15 minutes, get that 15 minutes out and start walking. I discuss the shows I'm watching, the Wu-Tang Saga, my favorite show right now, the Wu-Tang Saga, and simply because I'm a big fan of the Wu-Tang, so that's why it's one of my favorites right now, as well as Little Fires Everywhere. It's a drama. That's the show for the women, the ladies. If y'all listening, trust me, check out Little Fires Everywhere. Fellas, check out the Wu-Tang Saga. Next up, the show I discuss is Mind Explained. That's for everybody, man. I feel like we all need to know how our brain works and how everything works. Like the first episode was on memory. The second one's on dreams. The third one, I ain't got there yet, but I'm going to be up there today. I'll discuss that on Monday. But check out this show, man. Mind Explained on Netflix. Discuss how the brain works and how the brain operates. The other show is Trial by Media that I discuss. I also discuss the books that I'm reading right now. 48 Laws of Power, Outliers, as well as The Power of Positive Thinking. If you have any book recommendations that you think I should read, let me know. And most definitely, I'll add them to my list and get them up within a few weeks. But I'm trying to finish these three books, and then I'm going to move on to the next. I also hit y'all with that bonus content, man. I let you know what's going on in episode 2 of Mind Explained. I let you know 10 ways to keep that positive mind frame, that positive mind state, uplifted and focused, man. But on Monday's episode, I'm gonna discuss ways to be productive during quarantine, simply because I know we're in quarantine and it's just like stay in the house and be in the house, and it's like you don't want to do nothing. You feel like days are just passing by, sitting on the couch, Netflix and chilling, eating and whatnot. Well, Monday, I'm gonna give you a few tips to be productive and stay productive throughout this whole quarantine, especially if we got the safer at home order got extended for another 3 months, man. I know we need stuff to do, as well as they're opening some stuff, some places back up slowly but surely, but as well as we still want to be safe and overall in general. So I'm gonna give y'all ways to be productive. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Son IE, it's Friday. Have a great, blessed weekend. Stay safe, watch over people, check on people, help one another, love one another, and I'll be back with y'all again on Monday. Like the show and subscribe. That's all I ask. I appreciate y'all. See you soon.